Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 21st of June, recording at 9:36 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here on this interesting day. Asian stock markets were a bit steadier. Well, they were quite a bit steadier, actually. Very good upward dynamic by Indonesia. More on that in a moment. Japan's Nikkei, the Hang Seng Index, the Australian AS51, all showing gains of between 1.13 and 1.27%. European stock markets had some solid gains, over 2% in some instances. And in the Americas, now, solid performance by Canada, up 1.6%, modest gains for Mexico and Brazil. And the Wall Street move is pretty good, though. The S&P 500 is up 1.34%, and the NASDAQ Composite is up a whopping 2.19%. And long-dated government bond prices, they've weakened against this background. U.S. dollar is also weaker, although almost unchanged against the yen today as I speak. gold, firmer here today. So I'm going to take the headset off and have a little cough. Okay. Gold firmer at $15.46.70. The other precious metals also bounced, particularly platinum, which had been very hard hit. Well, no, particularly palladium. Both platinum and palladium had been hard hit, but palladium getting the better advance, up over $19 to $767. And platinum up to $17.50. That's up nearly $20. Okay. Anything else here? Grains and beans are firmer in here today. Industrial metals were higher. Crude, not much changed. Actually, we've got WTI crude down a few cents as I speak. That's at $93.52. And the Brent crude is a little lower as well. It saw an earlier rally, but then gave it up. And Brent crude, having been up over 113, is around 110 and a half, slightly less. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I think the most important thing is that against this background of a fairly persistent weakness that we've seen in stock markets recently, we do have quite clear evidence of oversold, overstretched conditions for at least the short term. And today's upward dynamics, in my mind, really do signal the technical rally that I prematurely forecast last Tuesday. The markets didn't go much lower, or most of them didn't go much lower, but this is much clearer evidence. I'm very impressed by that upward dynamic in Indonesia because of its frequent leadership role. Let me stay with that for a moment. It had been slipping a little bit recently, but it's a powerful move, which has drawn a line on the chart underneath yesterday's low, which is probably important. Is certainly very important if it holds. And the ASEAN sector generally has been an outperformer here. And that's something that Owen and I pay a lot of attention to, because if you go back and look at the weekly charts and see what happened in 2008 following the crash, the ASEAN stock markets were very quick to bottom out in the fourth quarter of 2008, and then were breaking up out of base formations really shortly, or just as Wall Street and most of the Western markets were just coming off their March lows. Now, so that's important. And if we were to see those ASEAN stock markets, such as Malaysia and Indonesia, they would be in the pole position. Then Thailand, Philippines. If we were to see just a couple of those, and it would be as I just said, Indonesia and Malaysia first, almost certainly. If we were to see those push through to new high ground, that would provide a little more technical evidence, in my opinion, that other stock markets around the world had not only seen most of their corrections, but that many of them would actually be in a support building phase prior to what I felt was a good prospect for the fourth quarter and beyond of this year. So that's still in play. Now, I don't want to get too excited in here. What we have is a short-term oversold condition. We should now get a technical rally. If it's only a summer rally and not likely to get very far, well, then it'll peter out fairly soon. But the better the rally, the more important the recent reaction lows in this oversold condition will loom. I should also mention Germany, which had seen nothing more than a mean reversion towards the 200-day moving average. That's certainly an important market, and that also applies to the Dow. What impresses me the most is the upward dynamic by the Nasdaq today, and after quite a persistent sell-off, and I opened shortly after the close. I opened a long position in on IG index in the Tech 100 index. Now, long-dated government bonds, well, they've been too strong for my comfort for quite some time. At least the treasuries, U.S. treasuries, have not maintained their latest upward break, and I would hope to see some additional retracement of recent gains in the event of a decent technical rally, which we could now see in stock markets. In terms of currencies, I wouldn't be surprised to see a quieter phase here overall. The dollar is oversold generally, but it's not doing much. The Asian dollar index is something that we continue to like on a short-term basis, an intermediate-term basis, and a longer-term basis. The growth economies are going to have the stronger currencies, and that's fairly more often than not, and that's fairly logical. Gold, again, the performance has been impressive, and if we're commencing a technical rally, as I suspect is the case, then I wouldn't look for any more capitulation selling short term. And as a matter of fact, you may see some actual buying and short covering among some of the other precious metals that had fallen quite sharply, such as palladium and platinum, which had good gains today. Industrial metals get a number of short-term oversold conditions evident, not for copper. Copper has just been range-bound here overall. But copper's interesting. I posted a chart of that yesterday because copper had been hovering near that $4 level. And that is a lateral and psychological support area. If it were to break down much below that, that would be reaffirming completion of a first step beneath a small top, and it would look likely that we would see 350. Conversely, if it starts to push back up in here into the previous rollover pattern, it would tend to reaffirm support near that $4 level and remain. I think that would certainly prompt some short covering and renewed demand. As far as copper is concerned, I remain very bullish over the longer term. It's just the short term uncertainties that I've been pondering in here. In terms of hedge shorts and stock markets, I'd be careful here in the short term because they're likely to be squeezed a bit. I don't have any. Mine had, you may recall before I went on my holiday, I had some very tight stops on my hedge short positions, and they were triggered. And I didn't come back in after I got back from the holiday. I could have, but I don't like to chase things down. I've opened a long here now, so I'm obviously not thinking of hedge shorting stock markets just yet, not into the first clear day of a technical rally. And given correlation that we've seen previously, I would hold off on any commodity shorts. And as you know, it's been kind of a mantra here at Fuller Money. We've said don't short commodities on weakness. We prefer to catch them on rallies within overall downward trends. And similarly, I don't like to chase rallies in commodities. Such a volatile sector. If you do that on a leveraged basis, then when the futures contracts, then even a small pause can just put you under pressure in those moves. Certainly there are some shorts out there in the commodity markets, and they may come under a little pressure if this stock market rally carries through for a little longer here, as I suspect. What else to mention? That's pretty much it. So an interesting day, some clear dynamics, some changes. And it looks like the investors have had enough of the Greek chorus for a while. And on that note, all the best to all of you.